Should we try this take two thing again? It's really important when recording audio blogs not to set your sound length to 1 minute before reading a 3 minute piece. A bad hardware day. Take two. Today was a bad hardware day. Today I got up and went into town to sort out bills and other such crud. Shit happened, as shit does, and I left the bank plotting messy deaths. To solve this, I needed something new to play with, so I could spend the rest of the day playing with that, rather than stewing in the messy deaths thing. Now, when I upgraded my PC to the towering Athlon-enhanced, DVD-playing, rootinous, tootinous, darn hunk of beige plastic around, I accidentally shorted out my sound card. "Botheration," I said. "Darn this computer to heck." This wasn't a major problem, because my sound card, my motherboard even, has a sound chip in it, and this will play sounds quite happily. The problem is that it sucks so badly it's acting as an effective vacuum cleaner for my box. The drivers are so bad that installing them slows the system to 80% of capacity. It inhales mice through very fine gauze. It sucks so badly. I needed, decided Thy, a new sound card. So I looked, and verily was there a new sound card. It was a Sound Blaster Extergy. It was an external USB-driven sound system that accepted MIDI input, had a mic volume knob on the front, and had a remote control that would control my DVD software. It rocketh most mightily, but costeth much money. Miniature figures appeared on my shoulders as I contemplated it. "Watch DVDs from your bed."
"You might find it cheaper elsewhere."
10-day no-quibble guarantee.
"USB can't be as fast as PCI direct connection, surely. The quality won't be as good."
"What part of no quibble fails to get your attention?"
"Yeah, but there's no point in wasting the money."
"But we're going to get a new sound card anyway. You will be able to watch Pulp Fiction from your bed."
"Ha! Violence is bad. You'll have nightmares."
"And Reservoir Dogs."
"More violence."
"And It's a Wonderful Life."
"Even more ooh, with the angels and the getting the wings."
"Exactly. And the nice, happy ending."
But the angels."
"And the being driven to suicide by the nature of capitalism. But yes, also the angels."
"I guess it's okay then, if it's got angels in it."
I bought the device.
I installed the device, and it worked, and I wooted, and I yayed, and I danced. And I loaded a DVD, and it crashed. And I swore, and I hit it with sticks, and I swore again. And it remained crashed. So I installed new DVD software, I changed configurations options, I turned it off, and I turned it on again.
And once more with the crashy thing.
So I formatted drive C, deleted C Media sound card and all its infernal old drivers, and reinstalled Windows.
C box crashy crashy.
I read the error message on the blue screen of death. So, it hates my USB ports with a vengeance. Whenever it does anything more complicated than sending standard stereo sound, like most new games, for example, or DVD playback, even if it's only sending it as standard stereo sound, I get an open UHI DHL error with lots and lots of numbers and probably the programmer's shopping list encoded into XHTML. But I know what open UHCI means. It means it's a USB error. An error I know terribly, terribly well after playing with Linux and USB and ASDL modems and other stuff that's really, really fun. Net result? I have to take my new toy back tomorrow. So today was a bad hardware day. A bad hardware day is the kind of a day where you reinstall Windows and it still doesn't work right. A point for the reference catch, providing you're not Adrian Ogden. TTFN.